Blog Talk Radio.
Conditions that we didn't have any kind of service going on. So it's good to be back, and we have a new call-in number for this show, and it's 563-999-3507. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions, and I am your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478 at keen.com, and hopefully now I'll be able to resume my service there for readings. Our topic today is out with the old and in with the new. And there are things that we really need to eliminate, old patterns, old mental thought patterns. But before we get into that, let's do our health tip for the month. And we've got foodborne illnesses, and certain spices act as powerful antibiotics. And cooking with them will help prevent some food-related illnesses such as salmonella. And of these spices, all were tested were garlic, onion, allspice, oregano, effectively kill bacteria, also salmonella. These spices protect against parasites. My reference source for this information is Bottom Line Health, Uncommon Cures for Everyday Ailments. And our cosmic weather is very interesting. First of all, on the 2nd of January, we had a new moon, which creates new opportunities and new aspects for us. And there's some other things that we should know, that Venus turns retrograde on 1/29. And this aspect requires that you analyze your current relationship. We must analyze these relationships and past mode relationships that are one-sided or unequal in any way. And we need to cut, that's one of the old things we need to cut out, because if it's not equal, it's not right. So the other things that we need to look at is some of these plants are moving lower in the sky, and your farmer's almanac will explain that to you. But Mars moves into Sagittarius along with the sun, and there's a six-week effect action in career. The moon moves into Aries, giving us energy, and we see how the celestial signs for our theme. All affecting that, you know, if you're in a one-sided relationship, it needs to be analyzed. Or in an abusive relationship, you should definitely walk away from. Okay. Some people, not all people, but some folks have been holding on to the same issues, beliefs and mindsets. And we live in challenging times right now, and we can triumph over them. And the answer is yes to that. You can definitely be victorious. It's possible for you to finally achieve long-wished dreams and goals. December 4th, 2021 gave us celestial energy to achieve long-awaited dreams and goals, and this has come on into the new year as well. And in my spiritual meditations for this year, I got three words: correct, direct, and protect. That things that have been told to us are going to be corrected, and you can see that already happening. Direction, or to direct to the right area. If you stay connected to your spiritual side, you'll be directed to your highest functioning. And protection, we're going to be protected from, born-again believers will be protected from some of the chaos that's going on in the world. So we know that we have an enemy, a spiritual enemy who seeks to bring us chaos to kill, steal, and destroy. And James chapter 4, verse 7 tells us to resist this enemy, and he will leave us. Now, we resist him, we don't listen to him. For one, he's a liar, and he has nothing but destruction in mind. It can be a process, but you must fight the good fight of faith. The world says pandemic, financial crisis, and destruction. But we must stand in faith and boldly proclaim God's kingdom is advancing and his people are protected. Remember, we have that protection if we're connected this year. The next order of business is to release the past. Be open for a new beginning in 2022. Father, in Jesus' name and under the authority of his blood, I declare peace, power, and protection over your people. I declare that the air of heaven fill their rooms right now and communities wherever they are listening. I declare that the enemy's plans will fail and that they have been, that has been planned for them. I declare in the name of Jesus your plans in Jeremiah 29:11 and your peace fill our hearts and minds, and all that you plan for us will come to pass in 2022. Okay, so let's take the first call here.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi,
hello?
Can you hear me?
Can I hear you?
Hello.
I can hear you. Hello.
Okay, good. What can I do for you?
This is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What can I do for you?
Oh, okay. I didn't know if I was really talking to you or not. So you usually say my name or something. Boy, this has been a wallop of a storm we got. I didn't have electricity for 2 days. I was snowed in. I couldn't move my vehicle, nothing. And
oh, I know.
So,
I've been there, done that.
Now Kentucky,
we had 3 foot
bad
snow out here.
Yeah, we got
We got it.
We got quite a bit, and so, but it's the worst I've seen it out here. But anyway, now Kentucky got it bad, because another snowstorm came through today. So
did Northern California, the worst in 5 years.
Oh, yeah. It was a bad one this time. And so, but I guess maybe I just want to take a look and see about my job. Having a little difficulty trying to understand everything, and they seem to be going through a little bit of rearranging of people, so I don't have anybody training me.
Oh, that doesn't
Hello?
Help.
You know, it does.
Hello?
And my main boss, she hooked me up with somebody today, so that's going to help. But I'm just kind of wondering if they're going to be happy with my work.
Yeah, you just kind of got to get through this month. Mercury's getting higher, and it's hovering near Saturn's upper left. And after the 11th of this month, things should move out. And when Mercury's hovering with Saturn, we have problems. Not only do we have this inclement weather, but we have problems. And something challenging. So but I'll run a few cards on this and verify that. Okay. I'm showing improvement. Up to now, it's been vacillation. I think they're having trouble themselves. They feel a delay in progress, and they're having trouble themselves getting this, you know, balanced out or in the right perspective. So they expect difficulties and changes, but I'm telling you, it should definitely improve after the 11th.
Okay.
And I think this new person that's coming on to train you, there's a good connection here.
Well, no, she's not new. She's supposed to have been working with me from the get-go, but the other lady, Odette, she's kind of in the way, and now she's not available until further notice. So I'm just kind of wondering if this person, Odette, is going to be going out of the picture permanently.
I just see a good connection between the one that's going to train you now and you.
Yeah, Helena.
So.
Yeah.
There's something going on. There's a possibility of that because there's something very emotionally draining going on. It looks like a health issue.
Yeah, there's something going on. We don't know what it is, but I could tell by the way she was acting that she was very. Something's really got her torn up, you know. So,
she don't want nobody to know about it. So I'm having trouble, She definitely is. Yeah, and it's a good possibility that she's not going to resolve this. Okay.
Oh, that's bad. Yeah, she was really a nice person, but I could tell that she was just in so many directions at once, and I was like. There's something going on that she's not letting anybody know. And so and I kind of figured it out.
Yeah.
But anyway, but thank you so much for your help. I don't want to
take
your time.
Well, you're smart that way.
Well, it's
really nice to hear from you. And I should be able to get back on Keene. But we had such bad snow that my daughter couldn't go to daycare. I couldn't get out of the driveway to pay a guy to come with a blade. It was a mess.
Oh, wow.
And it's still mess. Still mess out there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it rained on top of it.
It's
now it's just
here.
Mud.
Yeah, we had trees down everywhere out here. And so, it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. But, we're getting over it now. So.
Between the fires in the summer for months on end, I never saw blue sky.
Lord.
Then we had this wide open. Then we had this whiteout, and never saw blue skies. Began to think it didn't exist anymore.
so it's been crazy.
But anyway, it's been nice talking to you.
Okay, you too.
All right, bye bye. Okay. You know, 2 Timothy. Chapter 3, verse 1 speaks of perilous times. I think we can all agree that there's darkness in our world today. As born-again believers, we don't have to be subject to the dictates of this world system. We should not, in spite of the appearance of things, be fearful or anxious of any plague, war, or rumors. Because we are citizens of an unshakable kingdom. And actually, I was looking at several references in Scripture about pestilence. The word pestilence in Hebrew and the Greek means plague. So actually, it was talking about a plague at this time. Well, coronavirus, okay? But to me, I'm not a doctor or a scientist, but this Omicron variant is supposed to be milder, and seems to me that the virus is weakening. And I think they're going to run out of excuses to use it to control people. So I believe it's weakening. And how do we get through this darkness? Through prayer, declarations, declaring God's word over yourself, believing in the power of the God, believing in the power of the word. And it tells us to... not to forsake the gathering of ourselves. So we're gathering today. We need to gather every time I have these shows. And, somebody says, well, it's only once a month. It may be only once a month, but the intensity and the power of it can last all month. So we need to get together and build each other up and during this time and find out what to do. Like I said, Spirit told me correct, direct, and protect. So we're going to see things that need to be and that need to have correction in them, and we're going to see that. And actually, we're seeing it right now. So let's not forsake the gathering of ourselves. Next month, I'm going to have with me Lexi, Our Lady to the Stars, and she'll be on the February show with me. And we'll be doing highlights. Both of us will be doing highlights and one general question. So don't miss this talented lady because she's a very talented speaker. So we'll look forward to that. I'll notify everybody in advance when that's about to happen. So let's stick with these radio shows. You know, I felt like the enemy silenced me for 2 months. I'm like, oh, my God. Okay, so this is a place where you're going to receive revelation and be able to grow in your spirit. You know, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. We all claim Psalm 91 over our lives right now, and it tells us of your protection. Reveal to us what needs to be known in this new year by the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. So let's take another call here. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Hello. Hi.
Hey, it's me again, Daisy.
What? Okay. I'm glad you listened.
You already
thank
got
you.
All righty. Bye.
Okay, thank you.
Hello,
hi.
Daisy.
You're on the air.
Daisy,
hi.
Can you hear me? Daisy, my
yes,
God,
can you hear
woman,
me,
beautiful woman. This is Meredith. Hello, beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. How are you?
Well, I'm reveling in the snow in New York City. I woke up to 4 inches today. It's fantastic. I'm envious of your 3 feet.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it was, you know, it was definitely over my knees. Where my daughter lives, it was at her waist. Better was she told
sounds
me
wonderful.
I told little Maddie over. Well, yeah, we have 149.8% of our water level for California, if they don't drain it into the ocean.
Oh my God,
they've been
that's
doing
so terrible.
That. Yep. I've had a lot of good thoughts about you. How are you doing?
Oh, well, I mean, I feel very fortunate. My business is really good, and, you know,
yay.
I've just been doing all telehealth these days, all telehealth. So,
well, it's safer, huh?
Yeah, totally.
It's a lot safer.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
wish I could share your optimism. I wish I could share your optimism about COVID, but... it took the common cold hundreds of years to not kill people. So I think probably the rest of my life I'm going to be dealing with this. So it's a bit challenging, but I'm glad you're optimistic. So that's a great thing.
Well, I'm not a doctor or a scientist, but the fact that it's weakened, this variant is weak, it only makes common sense that the virus might be weakening, you know, and, I mean, they keep changing their mind. It's very confusing. You know, now they say the cloth masks were to hoot. So it's just very confusing. I mean, I just lost a dear friendship of over 25 years, fully vaccinated with the booster and died. Died.
Yeah. No, it's terrible. It's a very bad thing. The U.S. Army is working on creating a pan-coronavirus vaccine, which is very exciting. But, you know, since they announced that they did their first human trial, probably in prisoners, I haven't heard anything in like 2 months, radio silence. So I don't know if somebody died or what. But until really we have a pan-coronavirus vaccine that... You know, we need a pan-coronavirus vaccine.
It's going to be the combination for flu and the coronavirus?
No, it would be all coronaviruses, so including the common cold. You know, it would be no coronaviruses would affect us if we have a pan-coronavirus vaccine. But I'm concerned that I haven't heard anything about it in 2 months, you know, so... So I don't know.
Yeah.
Something went wrong, I think.
Well, let's see what's coming up for you this year.
Yeah, okay. That'd be great. Oh,
mm-hmm. We sound absolutely very positive. Your voice vibration is great. Says you have a lot of practical knowledge as well as your, you know, educated knowledge, and that you can just, you know, you have a very good sense of intuition where you can and plus you're gifted in astrology, and you just have you're a gifted person, and this is going to be a good year for you. There's a choice to make of the heart, which means, you know, relationship. I wouldn't expect anything until as long as Venus is retrograde, but I mean, some things may come up, but you have to analyze them carefully. But I would say more towards the middle of the year or spring. There's a an unlimited possibility. I like that. And this person's going to be very generous with you.
You said that's
spring?
In springtime?
Yeah.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. My favorite season.
Yeah. That's mine, too. So, yeah, everything, you know, that's been dead starts budding and it looks good.
Exactly.
That dead look doesn't get it for me. All right, he's going to be a very honest man. And he's going to be a very conscientious person. He is devoted. You better grab a hold of that. Not too many of them left. Okay, and he's very educated. So you will be intellectually stimulated with him as well as physically stimulated with him. And I think he was married and lost... I don't know how he lost to his partner, but he decided that he was going to be a loner, and now he's decided that he don't like being a loner. So he really liked being married. He liked sharing his day, and he's very generous. He's a man that communicates, and those are also very hard to find. Most men get in the cave, and we're trying to get him to communicate, but he communicates. So you really have a really good year ahead of you. You have a real good year ahead of you. Your practice is going to continue to grow. I mean, you're so gifted. I mean, you've got all these talents that enhance your educated talents. So you're a star out there.
Yeah, well, I'm turning 60 this week. It feels like a big number, but you've already plowed through that one not long time ago, I think.
I'm doing good. I'm in school.
You're in school?
I'm in school. Naturopathy.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Fantastic.
I'll have a degree
That's
when
great.
I'm 80. I don't know if I'll ever use it. I'll have a degree when I'm 80, but I'm having a lot of fun because I'm learning stuff, and I've always liked school. They used to call me a lifer in Long Beach, Long Beach College.
Well, exactly.
Better than sitting around and figuring out.
I'm not planning to retire until I'm 85. That's my retirement plan.
I'm not retiring until the Lord tells me. I figure it's better than sitting around looking at things that aging does. because or feeling bad about myself. I'm stimulated. I enjoy this. I'm passing my tests. I'm doing good, and they're impressed with me.
Well,
so
I think you're
counts.
Impressive. You are impressive, my friend.
Thank you.
You know, I'm the token Jew out here. You know, I'm.
It's so good to hear from you. So good to hear
okay,
from you.
Love you. I don't want to take all your time, you know. Beautiful.
Okay. God bless. Thank you.
God bless. God bless.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have to decide if we're ready for difference. If we're ready for a breakthrough, you know, it's God's will for us to be in peace and to prosper. Look at 2 John 2, and in the first part of it, above all things, above everything, God wishes for us to be in health so sickness doesn't come from him, and prosper. Sickness does not come from God. The strongest form of prosperity is our soul. The scripture quoted in 2 John says, even as our soul prospers. When you prosper in your soul, you will prosper everywhere in your life. God doesn't want us lacking. He doesn't want us broke, busted, and disgusted and just, you know, making it. He wants us to have abundance above, overflow. So you have to have confidence in these words that are in the word, and a peace, and have peace in our mind and decisions. The more peace we have in our souls, the more we'll experience success and abundance in our lives. Remember, true prosperity comes from the inside out. Peace, Jesus said he left with us, his peace he gives us. So we accept that peace today. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah,
hello?
My name is Beth Palladino. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Right.
What can
I work
do for you?
Meredith Hobart.
Right.
I just want to say I work for Meredith Hobart, and I myself read tarot, and Meredith thought I would like to, you know, join in this call, and I've been very interested in what you have to say.
Okay.
So,
how long have you been reading tarot?
For me, excuse me? Since 2002.
How long have you? Okay.
Since 2002, well, yes. I've been a professional reader since 2003. But what I would like you to do for me is just to look and see what you see for me upcoming in 2022, just what you see.
Okay, we'll do. I'm going to use the sacred circle cards because they get around everything. Oh, I have a variety of decks, and I just go with my intuition on that. So, let's see what we have for you here. Well, the first card is the Ace of Cups. And in this deck, it entails spirituality as well as, you know, it's a good card. It's overflow, it's abundance, it's going to be a good year. Aces indicate a year. You are very, very intuitive person, very illuminated person. You obviously are good at what you do here, and there's part of things that you want to get in control of. I show something that disillusioned you from the past, that you're finally you dealt with some regrets with it.
Yes,
you could have handled it differently, maybe, or. But it's something that needs to let go. Let go.
Yeah, I mean, there's some things with my husband that need to be sorted out.
Okay. Well, this is a year for correction. We need to look at ourselves and correct any little things that are keeping us back, you know, like being emotionally ruled or letting our, you know, it's good to have, God gave us emotions, but he didn't give them to control us.
Right, yes.
We need to control them. So you're a very strong woman. You're very, very, very strong intuition this year. So you're going to be able to deal with this issue with him.
Yeah.
And make peace. I got peace at the end of it. Peace.
Oh, that's good.
So you will come to it. Yeah, yeah. And you seem to be able to, when you read for people, you can feel their, you can feel things that maybe, you know, not always, it takes time sometimes to unravel webs that people have put back in their mind that, you know, they're too fearful to look at or they hurt too much or, and you have an ability to sense that. It's going to be an abundant year for you financially. You're going to, you know, have more financial, yeah, you're going to have more financial gain this year than you did last year. And now, is there any specific question?
No. I mean, you're pretty much touching
okay.
on what my concerns are, so thank you.
You're welcome. And have a blessed year. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's what we can have. We can have a blessed year. You know, it's unto us the way we think. And our mind and our words are very powerful, and especially words. God created this world with his words. So we can create things with our words. As a, the tongue is a mighty fire. And it says no man can tame it. It's like, You can think about the rudder of a big ship, big steam liner, that directs that big ship. Well, that's the same thing with our tongue. It can direct our lives. So we need to really be ready for breakthrough, and we need to be let go of things that don't work for us anymore, anything that's been stagnant or delays can be broken, no matter how long you've been in bondage, captivity, or waiting for things to show up in your life. You can see these foundations broken and doors opening suddenly, and shackles loosed. What do you need to do? Be willing to receive, believe, and do not allow the enemy to talk you out of it. And if you need help, just like Meredith that came out, there are wonderful people out there that are gifted and trained to help people with side effects, I call them, of being abused or, and you know, this go way back and we kind of bury them and we have behaviors that aren't so good that are a result of it. You know, just take that step forward and get that help and be the best you can be, because this is really a good year for that. Remember, we need to correct things. We need to receive direction, and we know that we will be protected. So we need to get out with these old patterns and open up to new patterns. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that doors open miraculously, all chains broken, walls come down, and windows and doors swing open. We are believers in your word and your supernatural power. We declare every work of dark forces is destroyed by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we want peace on this earth. We receive it today. May 10,000 may fall at our side, but with us and within us, peace. We receive Jesus' peace. So we will fear unbelief, and we approach this new year with new faith, the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit in our lives. So next month, like I said, I'm going to have a guest speaker on, Lexi. She's been on before. We call her Our Lady to the Stars. She's a very gifted person, and a talented speaker, and she wants to do a little bit of personal years. She's probably going to ask for your month and day only for and look at 2022. But that's probably the only information she's going to ask for you. As you know, we ask no information of anyone, so everyone is welcome here. We're all human beings, and we're all on this life journey, so we need to gather together and, you know, hash things out, and get help where help is needed, and, you know, just accept the fact that there's a God that loves us very much, and he wants above all things that we prosper and be in health, and he wants us to be happy. He doesn't want us to suffer. He doesn't want us to be anxious or worried about anything. He wants us to have, he doesn't want us to fret or have anxiety about anything. So we need to let that go this year. And that's hard to do. That's hard to do. I agree with that. That one is hard to do. Well, I don't have any other callers, so I'm going to conclude the show. I'll notify everybody. If you're not on my email list, you can email me at Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, M-A-E, 81 at hotmail.com. Or you can notify me on email through keen.com, where I read Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, except for one Friday a month when I do the radio show. So I want everybody to have a wonderful new year, and thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. Bye.